Well, the first variable is the extent to which it's actually absorbed from the gut. And for this particular medication, there's 20 milligrams is not absorbed, 80 milligrams is absorbed. So the fractional gut absorption is 0.8. In other words, 80 of the 100 milligrams. Once the medication has been absorbed, it then gets into the portal circulation and it goes on its merry way to the liver. Now, the liver, developmentally, is there to protect the body from rubbish that comes from the gut. So it's got a detoxification role. It's there to metabolize all sorts of nasty things that get into the bowel. So it has to actually survive passage through the liver. And, of course, for many things, it gets metabolized by the liver. So 60 of this 80 milligrams of this drug we've given actually gets metabolized through the, by the liver, because that's to a large extent the liver's role. It's there to metabolize naturally occurring substance with anything you put into the system. So we've got 20 milligrams coming through here. So the bioavailability of this orally administered drug is 20 milligrams. So 20 milligrams gets through.
For you. I looked at the moon so full and so bright, and then at the fireplace with its flickering light, and realized why this world will never be right. Then I threw another log on the fire.
We be, We be. Traveling down the highway of the enemy, we be joining the endless convoy of cultural hegemony. We be missing the forest for the trees, 'cause we can see the evils that men do on TV, in the movies, overseas, and right here on our streets. We be opting for vainglory over humility.
Why do you insist on keeping us caged? You know, all that does is intensify rage. The word now is seize the time, and all power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
We be.
We be. We be. We be.
Say, I'm standing on my soapbox again. Say, I'm one of those conscious artists talking that change the world shit again. Say, I might be just a bit too dramatic / overzealous about what I see as the human spirit's dive into uncertainty. Say what you like. Say what you like. 'Cause I'll be all those things you say all night and all day before I allow myself and soul to wither away into indistinctness. Live a half-life of blissful ignorance. Never take another chance. Do the latest
intensify rage. The word now is seize the time and all power to the people.
Power to the people. Power to the people.
We be. Many, so many, many, like the number of death threats that Malcolm used to get. We be. Many, many, oh so many, 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 like the multitudes of souls lost in the wars of men, over gold, over power, over God and hate. We be, many, many, so, so many, 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 like the lies that pale the truth, the countless lies of prophets and power mongers told to acquire faith
So the bioavailability of this orally administered drug is 20 milligrams. So 20 milligrams gets through to the systemic circulation. So the drug needs to get into the systemic circulation to be then delivered to the target sites around the body. So the bioavailability is 20 on 100, which is 20%. And there are two components to that. So the bioavailability is the fraction absorbed, 0.8, times hepatic survival, which is 20 on 80, which is 0.25. So 0.8 by 0.25 is 0.2. So you can do it with the two components, or you can just do the globals and say 20 milligrams of the 100 gets through. It gives us a bioavailability fraction of 0.2 or 0.2. Which is not a great story, really, is it? But nevertheless, that's the case for some medications. So what about morphine, as kinetics? Well, it's got a pretty low bioavailability of 20 to 30%. A low bioavailability doesn't mean that you can't continue to give it orally, but it means that you give a reasonably big dose, realizing that only a small amount can get through. And of course, if it's got a bioavailability of only 20%, a small variation in that might produce quite a substantial reduction in doses. Morphine's got a short half-life. So if it's got a short half-life and we want to maintain analgesia in someone with chronic pain, it means we either have to give it quite often, maybe 5 or 6 times a day, or we rely on our pharmaceutical colleagues who can actually prepare a sustained release formulation. So this is where the pharmaceutics come involved, and a sustained release preparation gets formed. And this is where the drug gets incorporated in a matrix that sits in the bowel and just slowly releases the active molecule from that matrix. So there's a trade name called Kapanol, which is a formulation of morphine, which is in a tablet with a polymer-coated pellet. So the way in which the release is controlled here is the tablet's got a polymer around the outside with little holes in it that are sort of put in by a laser, and the molecules of morphine just slowly diffuse out of that that pellet-coated tablet. They get into the lumen of the bowel and then get absorbed. MS Contin is a coated tablet as well. So there are two formulations, and these can be given once or twice a day, but the morphine is slowly absorbed, and therefore it maintains an effective plasma concentration for a significant period of time. This is a schematic diagram which plots on this axis the plasma morphine concentration.
Honest, I will be here for you, baby, yeah. Some of the population are extinct.